Tim?
Yeah.
Kevin's been delayed, but I was looking at his website, and I was looking at his website. He did talk a little bit about on one of his pages about the ornamentation of the notes by Irish. And so, can you demonstrate if you've noticed it?
I've been trying to stall.
Kevin's the guy
maybe
that really knows it. But I'll talk a little bit about ornamentation and stuff. And like in that song, that tune, McLeod's Reel. Like that note right there, that B note, you might play like an American fiddler might play. You know, ornament that longer note a little bit, play notes on either side of it. Or in Ireland, the style is to sort of take that. They might do what I just attempted to do, but they also might play like a five-note roll. So you got a note either one step above it on the scale or two steps real fast. It's almost like you left-hand pizzicato. So you hit the first note up and then back down, then the note below it. That's one way. You can also do it four notes. I mean, you can start with the note above. So that goes in the space of a quarter note. Da, da. It's the pipers do a different kind of thing. But the five note roll, kind of played on the flute and the fiddle and the pipes. And I think some accordion players play it, I'm not sure. That's one. And then there's sort of the triplet, bow triplet. That kind of thing. I don't know how to do that. So I'm waiting for Mr. Burke to show up, who's been delayed. So there's some ornaments, like in a jig, when you play a 6/8, a little more versed in how to work those things in. So when you have you could also play instead of, that's. You're basically taking da 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 da, that first note, and you're ornamenting it by going, playing a note below it, and then back up to it. You can also play the five note roll. G note and the B note a lot. I don't know how to do the triplet thing. It's just an alien to me. But triplet, bow triplet, and the five note roll are kind of the main deals. This stage diver. Mary Dog. Give her a hand. She can dodge any stage in this festival ground. No, I don't know what that is. That sounds like take it home, maybe. Is that India? That means end it?
What's that?
Does that mean end it?
I don't know. He just said that you have to learn a whole new language. Is that your experience when you're playing in Ireland?
Well, I find that there is a different language, and there's a different, there's a whole different vocabulary here, right? And oftentimes the same word will mean a different thing to people on either side. We're separated by a common language, for sure. it happens with people from all the English-speaking world. You know that. Let's take a question back here. Yeah, that song. With Mrs. McCloud's reel, it's sometimes called "Did You Ever Go to Meet Uncle Joe?" Don't mind the weather when the wind don't blow. Hop high, ladies, another hop high, ladies, two in a row. Hop high, ladies, two in a row. Don't mind the weather when the wind don't blow. But what was the other rest of the question? Yeah, the bluegrass and old time players put a lot of importance on the drone and on double stops, and I'm not sure why. Irish fiddling is very ornate. There's all that triplets, all those ornaments, and it's it can get really thick with that stuff. Whereas the real like when you go to the Western style fiddling, well, let's take Bob Wills for instance. His whole thing was very smooth and very long strokes with a bow, and very, smooth tone he was after. Whereas the Irish players, a lot of them will go for a real percussive effect. That's shared with the a lot of the Scots players and also the Quebec players. If you hear them, the Cajun players kind of play smoother style, Western swing, and but yeah, the drones and the double stops. I mean, just you might play it, single notes. But I'm always grabbing whatever other notes I can grab. Instead of just playing single notes, I might play two double stops whenever possible and sort of get a bigger sound. It's just, I don't know. Fiddlers do this stuff because they can. It's a questionnaire. So you're saying that the change, the difference would be, you're asking. The way you dance would change, the dances would change the music, and I think, it's different. For instance, in the United States, the hornpipe sort of melded into the reel with the feel. People don't really dance it any differently. They call it a hoedown, a breakdown, or they call it a reel or a hornpipe. It's usually about the same tempo and the same feel. Whereas in Ireland, it would be, a hornpipe would be beating dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-da instead of doo-doo-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo with a reel. And the jig kind of disappeared for whatever reason. And I don't know, I think one thing that happened is the two-step came in, and, the waltzes and two-step became more popular in dance halls. And particularly the farther west you go, that rules, and it was less. I think a honky tonk kind of ruined probably took a lot of that stuff away. I don't know. Red knuckles fault. Yeah. Dancing. This music was made for dancing. People are crazy for dancing, all over. And in Ireland, people would take lessons from dancing masters. They'd come around for 2 weeks, and they would learn set dances with groups like. Line dances and circle dances, and they also learn those fancy steps, and so people were crazy for it. They needed tunes to dance to, and the musicians were writing tunes, so there's like gazillions of tunes for people to play to dance to. Let's take a question from this side. No, there's one. Reel and a jig. Well, a reel is in 4 or 2/4, it's an even tempo. Da-da-doo-doo-doo-da-da-doo-da-doo-da-da-da-da, Batman, that's one. a reel is an even time, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1 and 2 and 1 and 2, however you count it. Whereas a jig is, the reel is like 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and da da doo 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 da da. or evenly da-da-doo-da-dee-da-da-da-doo-da-da-da. You know, you can accent the first note, da-dee-doo-dee-dee-dee-da. That's kind of a hornpipe, da-dee-doo-dee-dee-dee-da. The first of two, evenly, would be a reel, da-da-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-da. Every beat on a jig would be divided in three. One, two, three. It's in six. One, two, three, four, five, six. One, two, three, four. It's really two beat. One, two, 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 three. One, two, three, two, two, three, like that. So that's a jig. Some jigs are in nine. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. One, two, three, two, three. One, two, three, like that. Some are in 12. That gets back into like four. One and the two and the three and the four and then. But it's funny that way. But the jig kind of went away. I don't know why.
Play them all.
Play them all. Okay. I'll try to play a jig for you. Yeah. I'll do a. I guess it's a double jig. It's in six, and then I'll do one in nine. I don't remember what the first one's called. The second one is called Hardy Man the Fiddler.